So first I would like to say thank you very much and very happy to meet all of you who are my brothers, you know, sisters. This time we meet each other, and happy to share something. Something about precious human quality, or you see, in regards, you see, obtaining the mind peace. The real happiness that which we need to achieve. However, to give some contribution, you know, to help each other, you know, in this case. I don't know much about Buddhism. If you didn't do studies, but the like atom from the ocean, the like an atom or drop from the ocean. So, you see, the little what I learned and what I heard, what I tried to practice. So, so I'm happy to see. To speak, to share, you know, that so during this time as we meet each other. So before the actual discourse, I'm going to recite some mantra of the kind, compassionate the Shakyamuni Buddha. Lama dumba jindinde dejinja wanda jumba yangda bala bode sangye banja wa shaja dula la tazo lo chubo jubo jubo jinja la dhuza Lama dumba jindinde dejinja wanda jumba yangda bala bode sangye banja wa shaja dula la tazo lo chubo jubo jubo jinja la dhuza Lama tumba chumjende tijin chabang da chumba yangda tumbo le sangye panjya vasa jya tuwa la chaza lo chuka jya hu chuka chinjya la tuwa. Kangche kanyen tuwa che tamche sa jinde la kumbo an tumbo ne nganye jitinde na cho che kong te te ke pa cha la chaza lo. Nanda kumā chūtū sūsāvā yīcī jāsū sīcī rūmbu dātā pāñcī jīng sūnā kāmyā rū kumbhū sūnyā kya lācā rā lō sūtāntā vā chūmīntā yīcī sūtāntā vā kya lācā rā 如果觉得是吧什么经验没就进去了就把老公包头去这等包上解决就等包上那也没叫过的提前叫了就走大别人都想到我你给人家送了留下记录就打算叫我去去叫了就把老公那天就要来呀到老爸到老的心里当包人家就给他来呀就把老公老爸都回家走 你把这样的家境给我公公婆婆的人给心里用处理你上夜店吧应干嘛咋这慢慢都就没事我就我咱们老老天都我的这些都能得到大呀他我有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有 Which can be only seen by the machine through telescope or through machines, including even those tiniest creatures. So, we all things are exactly the same. Doesn't matter from which, you know, from which, from east or west, from where. From which planet. We are exactly the same, wanting happiness and do not want sufferings, problems. So now, for that reason, the practice of the good heart, the compassion, is the most important in the everyday life. First of all, no matter how many plans we have, even we have hundreds, you see, thousands, how many we have, but if there is, if in this heart, if the good heart is missing, the warm heart, the kind heart, you see, mind, if that is missing, then there is no you see, no satisfaction in the life. No, there's no peace of mind in the everyday life. So, as we need a friend, we also need to develop our mind. You see, the most important, the compassion. The essence of the path is the essence of the right path. That which has greatest benefit for oneself, for all other beings, is the compassion. You see, without that, you see, even when one find friend, the friend become enemy. You see, depending how one's own attitude, you see, is in the everyday life, in what way one keep the mind. You see, compassionate nature, or the self-centered ego, it is self-centered, nothing else to think about except oneself, my happiness. My happiness, day and night. Nothing else to think about. So, you see, they're self-centered, or, you see, ungenerous mind. So, depending, you see, how much practice, or how, you see, depend on that, so you see, there's more harmonious, there's better relationship. You see, if one has compassion. More peace. So with compassion, everyone becomes friend. You see, wherever one go, wherever one live, with whomever one live, wherever one go, you see, everyone becomes one's own friend, one find friend everywhere. Even the person who is very cruel-minded, even the person who is very selfish, very cruel-minded, very ungenerous, that person becomes very, if one has compassion, even that person becomes very kind to oneself, and for oneself. Even that person becomes very kind, you see, to oneself. So that's the result of compassion, the proper attitude. This is common experience. Even though that person is very painful to other people, but you see, but to this person, one who, you see, has a warm hearted, who lives a life with good heart, you see. Very kind in everyday life towards others, loving, compassionate, you know, having much concern towards others. Even that, the other person who is normally, see, very cruel, very ungenerous, even that person, she becomes kind towards the, to
close to this person. Example. This is my teacher, Lama Yeshe. So here, many of the people here knows about, some might not have met, but might have heard. However, you see, he sees everyone as very kind, and you see, he sees everyone as nice. He sees everyone as nice, you see. That is because, so in my analysis, in my observation, it is due to, you see, his own, you see, good heart. So because of that, the other person become also kind and good-hearted, you know. It transforms also other person's mind, you see, from negative attitude. Or in other words, other person's mind get blessed, which means, in other words, transformed into positive attitude. It's kind-hearted. From the, you see, very selfish-minded or very cruel-minded, you know, like that. For example, in Italy, as this saint is well known, so you might know, the Italian saint, the famous saint, Saint Francis, who happened, I don't remember, I cannot recollect the time, but it happened at the same time as the great yogi Milarepa, you know, who achieved enlightenment, who became Buddha, who achieved full enlightenment within one life, within 3 years. It is by meditating in the hermitage on the Himalaya mountains, you see, according to his guru's instruction, his guru Mapa's instruction. So during, you see, this well-known great yogi Milarepa, you see, who became Buddha in a fully enlightened being within 2 years in one life. So it happened the same time. This great saint, Saint Francis, it happened same time of this great yogi in Tibet. So however, the story is this. So in Italy, you see, in one place, in the forest, there was a wolf. Very dangerous wolf, harms, attacks a lot of people. So Saint Francis told the people in the city that you should not worry about the danger of the wolf. I can go in the forest and I can speak to the wolf. It cannot give harm. So people told him, don't go in the forest, where the wolf might attack you. So sometimes, no, he will go to tell the wolf, you know, to not attack people. So sometimes he went in the forest, and when he saw the wolf, the wolf get tamed, the mind becomes subdued, completely transformed, and was blessed, you see. as the wolf came in front of the saint, Saint Francis, so the wolf, you see, lift you know, his feet, and you see, like a must, like a dog when the dog meet, how the dog behaves, respect or behaves, you see, shows humbleness or like so much is to the master, to owner who gives food. So like that, instead of this wolf, instead of attacking, you know, to the saint, Saint Francis, so the wolf become completely, his mind become completely subdued, and lick his feet, you know, Saint Francis' feet. Then Saint Francis told the wolf, "You don't give harm to the people, and I will give food for you. I will beg food from the city and I will give it to you." So the wolf, from that day, the wolf, you see, stopped giving harm to other people, attacking other people. So the Saint Francis, you know, Saint Francis started to beg food in the street and then get, you know, fed the wolf. So like that. So there are many stories. They are full of stories like this. With those who develop the mind, you see, human beings who were same, exactly same as us, you see, have all the problems, had all the problems as we have, but they practiced, they put effort, you see, to develop the mind, to transform the mind, you see, train the mind in the compassion towards all beings, including, you see, the Shakyamuni Buddha, all those great saints in different religions, you see, all the three-time Buddhas, all the three-time, you see, fully enlightened Buddhas, originally same as us, they were, you see, had ignorance, anger, attachment, desire, everything, jealous mind, pride, ill will, you see, all these things, all these mental mistakes, all these mistakes of the mind, all these obscurations, all those other rest other problems of the life. But you see, they just did not live the life in the, just in problems. They, you see, why they become now different to us, towards us, you see, that is because they put effort from their own side to, you see, develop their inner quality, you know, the quality of the mind, you see, they put effort to develop the quality of the mind. They reduce the mistakes of the mind, reduce and quality, to you see, they put effort to develop the quality of the mind, you know, for the essence, such as the compassion for all beings. So, like this, so therefore, you see, if we have compassion in our heart, everyone becomes our friend. Even that is a very cruel person who is cruel for other beings. Even the wild, even the very wild animals, you see, poisonous snake, or you see, tiger, so forth. However, no matter how much wild, violent they are, you see, that because power of this positive attitude, they cannot give harm. And even they get, due to the vibration of the person, the vibration of the blessing, of the positive mind. You see, even they changed, even their life become better. You see, attitude become better. They stop giving harm to other sentient beings. So, like those many stories, there are happened. one abbot of our college, you know, there are three colleges in Lhasa, Serakat and Debun. So, you see, these are the greatest monasteries, like university, same as university in Tibet, you know. But university, you see, and to complete the study of the Buddhist philosophy, in other words, Buddha's teachings, it doesn't have a language and those other things. It doesn't have many other education like the universities in the West. So that's just mainly practice and search study of the whole philosophy of Buddha's teaching, you know. That includes also philosophy of other religion. I say particularly in India, different religions like that. But mainly, see, Buddha's teaching. So, study and practice. So, two things combined. For the development of the mind. However, there's Sera Monastery, Sera University Monastery, you see. So, this has two sections, Sera Che and Sera Me. So, the college that where I belong to is the Sera Che. So this abbot, one extremely well-known or learned, very very learned, well-known in Tibet. One of them who are able to escape from Tibet to India. One of the top, you know, the learned monk. So he has a cat. Usually the cat when it sees mouse, of course, they immediately run to attack. That's normally how their life is, or how they were, you know, thinking. So this cat was even though cat was, you see, killing mouse before, but since this cat stayed with this abbot, you know, since he took care of this cat, the cat mind changed. You see, even the mouse crawls around, you see, in the room, the cat never catches. The cat never go to catch, you know, never attempt to catch, just relaxes. For this, like that. So this is the due to, you see, the person's development of the mind, affected to the environment. It is affected to the environment. You see. One person's development of mind, you see, how much it affects the environment. In the environment, it transforms the environment. You see, it stops the negative environment in positive. You see, negative, the energy, you know, non-living things, you know, fire, dangerous fire, water, air, earth, you see, non-living things, and the environment, you see, the beings, the negative thoughts get transformed. You see, become compassionate. So this is very important to, this is again very important to understand that, very important to understand this point, that environment, negative, positive, doesn't come from its own side. It comes from the mind. The negative, see, environment, negative, positive, harm or beneficial, for health and so forth, it is due to, you see,
person who enjoy the environment, person who experience the environment, it came from the mind. It is related to the mind. The people who are experiencing the environment, who are living in that, take care of the mind.
You see, mind that is like a child. You see, our mind, see, us ordinary beings, most us ordinary beings, mind is like child. So, you see, need to be taken care of. Need to be taken care of, like a baby. You see, we cannot listen everything what the mind says. Like, for example, you cannot listen everything what the baby says. You cannot do everything what the baby says. You have to analyze what the baby says. What the baby says, you see, it's worthwhile or not. Before one puts into the practice, you see, we analyze what the baby says is how much valid, how much worthwhile. If it's worthwhile, you do it. If it's not worthwhile, it's harmful, stop it. So similar, you see, our mind is like a child. You see, most of us, like myself, the most of us ordinary beings' mind is like a child. And so, there's danger. Whatever the mind says, if one does it, destroys the life. So, instead of profit, happiness, peace, there's a harm. You see, to oneself, to other sentient beings. So, therefore, you need to analyze, by using one's own wisdom, you need to analyze, when mind says something, you see, how much value it has, what it is, quality, benefits, or shortcomings. So one has to realize these things, and then with that wisdom, then you see, one guides oneself, one protects oneself. So, therefore, we need to develop wisdom. So it becomes, again, you see, becomes so essential to develop wisdom. If we don't develop wisdom, life becomes confused, that we cannot judge, cannot discriminate what is wrong and what is right to do. Is what the wrong thing to abandon, what is the right thing to practice, to do, that is beneficial. Is it for oneself, for all other beings? So again, compassion is one thing, you see, to develop wisdom is the second thing. So important in the life. Now, in regards to wisdom, in regards to developing wisdom, especially the wisdom understand the mind. Wisdom understand the mind is the most important. Otherwise, there's no way that we can escape from the problems and causes of problems which are not outside but within our mind. So, among the education of the mind, you see, education of the mind is the most important one. So, however, the Now the other thing, how much you see wealth one has, again, if there's no compassion, good heart, if this is missing in our heart, again, there's no peace, there's no satisfaction in the life. You see, even one owns everything what exists on this earth, still, one cannot find satisfaction. Even one own what everyone has, what every other human being has, even one owns everything, you see, without doing something for the mind, without developing the mind, without the practice of the good heart, you see, such as compassion, there is no peace in the life. So, as we need, you see, external things, the wealth, you see, we need to develop the mind. So you see, now same thing, no matter how much one has a reputation or, you see, worldly power, worldly power, you see, how much one has, without doing something for this mind, you see, transforming this mind, without, you see, practice of compassion, the good heart, again, there's no peace, there's no happiness in the day-to-day life. No matter how much reputation one gained, you see, what is power, what the one has. So, and also, again, you see, how much education one has. If, you see, the developing the mind, you see, the inner factor, the inner phenomena, the inner factor, developing the mind, the practice of good heart, compassion, if this is missing, again, you see, there's no peace in the life. You see, even one has learned everything what exists in the world, everything, you know, all the language, everything what education what exists in the world, even one knows everything, even Buddhism, Buddha's teachings, even one has memorized, can explain from the heart, all the Sutra Tantra, everything, can explain what, you see, can explain everything what is in the text, you know, can explain by heart. But again, if that much education one has, but if, you see, developing the mind, transforming the mind, you see, the good heart compassion towards other beings, altruism, if this is not there, again, the same problem, again, the life is full of problems. You see, the anger, dissatisfied mind desire, pride, jealousness, all these things, even, you see, more education one has, you see, more, the inner problems, the inside problems become bigger. More than when one was uneducated. You see, so like this. For therefore, now the see, developing the mind, study of the mind, developing the mind, you see, to have the wisdom, the mistakes of the mind and qualities of the mind, you see, and to develop this. However, the essence, there are so many things to do to generate. Realizations to be achieved. But, however, the compassion is the very essence. You see, this is the very essence. This is the most important. So this, you see, by having this, in day-to-day life, you see, there's much happiness. One can get up with great, you see, joy, you see, with a very happy mind. One goes to work with a very happy mind. One lives in family with a very happy mind, satisfied mind. You see, one go to bed with a very satisfied, happy mind. So you see, all the time have stability. There's a stability of mind, life. And not only peace, there's a peace in everyday life for self. there's peace to everyone. You see, others, they receive peace from you. So therefore, now you see, the practice the good heart, the development of the mind, became more precious than the friend. The practice in good heart become more important than wealth and then money. The practice in good heart become much more important, you see, than reputation. You see, worldly power. The practice of the good heart, developing the mind, become more important than all other educations. So this becomes the without this, you see, there is no satisfaction, no really, I say, life is not grounded, there's no stability, there's no, you see, peace. So this becomes the most important thing. Becomes the most important thing, you see. This becomes the first thing to remember, you see, in our daily life when we get up. When we get up in the morning, this is the first thing to, you see, this became the first thing to remember, what to practice. You see, the wish-granting jewel, you see, that which grants all the wishes, that which fulfills all the wishes, the compassion, that which is within, that which is one's own mind, you know. So, which is one's own mind. So you see, to practice this, to transform the mind into this, to develop this. You see, there's nothing, you see, important
precious,
nothing more important than this. You see, in one's own life, in our daily life. Therefore, you see how the meditation is important. So here comes, you see how the meditation is important. So meditation is the essential method, you see, to develop the mind, to transform the mind into compassion, and to develop as well as wisdom. The real wisdom has to develop through meditation. So again, now, you see, if one has compassion in one's heart, you see, whether it's one person in the family, husband, wife, whoever it's, even with whom one lives together every day, you see, even it's one person, you see, because of the compassion, the production, you see, action, what comes out of that is not harm, it's a benefit. You see, action, what comes out of that attitude is not to give harm. You see, first of all, not to give harm. So, you see, the other person, even the other person not practicing good heart, not meditating, you see, constantly lives the life with a selfish attitude, with cruel minded, you see, you know, constantly what this person does to you is only criticize, is blame. You see, does nothing good, you know. Only, you see, only harm. But you don't give harm to that person. So that person, you see, has that peace. That person has that peace, not receiving harm from you. Absence of that harm is peace. So now, oneself, if you, oneself, see, doesn't have compassion, then you see, the anger and jealous mind, so forth, you see, dissatisfied mind, desire, so forth, then gives harm, retaliate back to that person. So that person has more suffering, you see, receives more harm. This one sentient being receives more suffering. So, you see, even that person doesn't practice at all, doesn't do anything with his mind, with his mind or her mind, but you, the one person, practice good heart. There's, you see, so much benefit to this person. Doesn't receive the harm from you. So that's the peace what this person is receiving. So then, then gradually, if your mind is strong in the practice, in the good heart, you see, stable, then you can cause the person's mind all stable. This person, how it's going to be, his life, his or her life, mind, dependent to the companion who is you. You see, dependent your example. How that person's life is going to be, your life is going to be, is peaceful or is it suffering? So, very dissatisfied. You see, how it's going to be turned out. But your example. Your attitude. So if one's mind is stable, and you see, nature of compassion. Putting all the effort, all the energy effort into this to develop the good heart. In order to, you see, not only for the happiness of oneself, but especially for the happiness of other, for the peace of other sentient beings. You see? So, that whose mind is unstable, is it? One's own mind being stable, strong in this, you see, in the practice, in the good heart, then that person who's a very shaky life or very unstable mind, you know, 1 minute down, 1 minute up, you see, so impatient or so selfish, so self-centered, however, you see, with your example, that person, you see, life can become better. Better attitude, is better behavior, you see, more peace in the life, less harm to the person, him or herself, less harm to other beings, you know, more benefit to other beings. So you see, so later, even this person's life can cause, you see, to become better, you see, to have more happiness, peace. So, example, in Tibet, there have been two people. So one person is alcoholic. One person is alcoholic, and one person is not alcoholic, who doesn't drink. So these two people went in Lhasa, in the city of Tibet, you know, that means the largest city of Tibet, Lhasa. So the person who is alcoholic, who has met a friend who doesn't drink. So this person later, this who was alcoholic, by having met a friend who doesn't drink, this person became non-alcoholic. Who was alcoholic, you see, now became non-alcoholic by having met this friend who doesn't drink. The other person who was not drinking before, by going to Lhasa, had met a friend who is alcoholic. So the person who was not alcoholic before but now became alcoholic. So you see, definitely we have responsibility. Each of us, we have responsibility of the environment. We have responsibility of the family. How their life is going to be turned out. Is their happiness, peace. even, you see, as I was mentioning before, there's even this one person in the family. So you see, like this example, we are completely responsible. It's dependent, you see, the environment or the, you see, family, or by in the sense of talking small number, you see, infinite sentient beings, you know, but talking small number, there's one person or three people in the who are in the family. So we are responsible, completely responsible, you see, their life, their attitude, they, you see, mind. The attitude of way of living the life, you see, good heart or ungenerous, you see, living the life with a harmful mind. So definitely, we are from this example you can understand, we are completely responsible. And so now, you see, if one has compassion, one doesn't give harm to this person. If this person doesn't practice from here or her own side, so there's a peace. Now, if there are 10 people in the family, you see, you are the only one who practices compassion, develop mind. But you see, these 10 people, they don't receive harm from you. So there is a peace what they are receiving. So therefore, now how many millions of people in one country, if this one person who live in this country has compassion towards others, this how many million people there are in this country don't receive harm from you. So there is peace what they are receiving from you. This is your contribution to the country, peace. So now, Sam, in this world, on this earth, is how many people, human beings there are, how many creatures, you see, in the ocean, on the ground, in the space, you see, how much there are, all these other beings. Now, if one has compassion, all these rest human beings, all these other sentient beings, they don't receive harm from you. So there is a peace, absence of they, you see, them, sorry, body and mind, not receiving harm from you, is a peace what they are receiving from you. You see, so this is contribution to the world peace. This is a real practical contribution to the world of peace that you can do in everyday life, every hour, any minute, you see, any time, day and night, while one is eating, while one is working, any time. So while we have compassion, there is no action giving harm. You see? So, now, not only that, by having compassion, you, the one person, you see, not only stop giving harm, but it, you see, on top of that, it attempts to benefit, to help others. You see, to cause others to be free from problems. You see. You see, for example, person who has a cancer, you know, knows, you see, how much, the people who have cancer, you see, how much suffering there is, you see. The person is aware, so there's much compassion for those people who have cancer. Similar, person who has AIDS, there's much compassion to those other people who have AIDS, because knowing is how life is. You see, so you see, so therefore, you see, person with AIDS cancer want, or you see, want, you see, always because of compassion, want to do something. The person put special effort, you see, for the cancer people. Person with AIDS put special effort to do something, to help something, what if it's possible. You see, you should have a happy mind by doing consultation, whatever, you see. You see, there's special special concentration on that. And, you see, and the effort is dedicated particularly to help the people who have AIDS. So like that, you see, wants to help. Besides not giving harm to them, wants to help. So like this, so if there's compassion, not only stop giving harm, but there's extra things to help, to cause others to be free from the sufferings. So, you see, so to this one person, you see, what comes is help. What can I do, you see, to pacify his physical sufferings, his mental sufferings, he or her, you see. You see, so is it concentrated to dedicate, to put effort to help? You see, with the physical problems, you see, to physical comfort, however, you see, and it's a mental problem, you see, to have, you see, peace of mind, the happiness. So like this, so, so you see, by person does something, it is compassion, person does something in the life to benefit others, you see, physically and mentally. So, you see, so therefore there's a peace, happiness to this person, to the 10 family, the other 10 members, you see, and how many million of people in one country has, you see, all these millions of people, they receive happiness from this one person, you see, from this one person who has compassion. Not only that, all the human beings, all the creatures, all other sentient beings who do not want suffering, who want happiness, all they receive happiness, they receive help, benefit from this one person who has compassion. So from as you have compassion, so from you, everyone receive help, benefit. You see. So therefore, you, the one person, you see, doesn't have compassion, doesn't practice compassion, all starting from this one person in the family, all the rest of the human beings, sentient beings, do not receive peace, which is the absence of harm, and you see, doesn't receive help, benefit. So therefore, starting from the family, all the human beings on this earth, all the sentient beings, their happiness dependent on you. You see? So, each of us here are completely responsible for every sentient being's happiness. Each of us who are here, you see, each of us here are completely responsible, you see, all sentient beings' happiness. Happiness is a peace. First, starting from the one companion, the family. So you see, it is completely in one's own hand, in your own hand. Starting from this one person, or the 10 people in the family, however, starting from this, all the rest, what are they, you see, life to have peace, you see, peace, happiness, to receive benefit, or harm. It's completely, you see, in one's own hand. It's completely up to you. So, besides that, So again, you see, we can see from this, that we have universal responsibility. That each of us has had this universal responsibility. So therefore now become even more important. Before I was talking, you see, only the happiness of oneself. But now here I'm talking the happiness of all the people, all the human beings, and all the creatures. You see, everyone. Now especially the numberless human beings, numberless creatures, all these other human beings, beings, living beings, you know, to not receive harm, to receive happiness, peace. Now, you see, this one person, our soul, you see, this one person, to practice, to develop the mind, to practice compassion, become, you see, utmost important, so crucial, so important, so precious. So precious. Why? Because not only is, you know, that you, the one person, has happiness, success. Not only that, but every other beings, there is a benefit. They do not receive harm, benefit, you know, the peace. So therefore, oneself, the one person's, the compassion what one generate is so precious. Then, other thing, you see, even that's their life. So, when our mind is a dead life, when our mind is a very loving nature, compassionate nature, very happy mind, you see. Then that makes also the environment happy. You see, the families are happy. You know, there's a smile on the face. You see, there's good, has a loving or compassionate, face. You see, vibration. You see, as the mind in nature is a loving thought or compassionate thought, also the conversation, when one does a conversation, when one talks, you see, all the words are related to that. So there's no harm, you see. Even the conversation talks, you see, is to help others, to cause others happiness, to free others from problems. It's like that. So, even one talks, it's good to hear. Very good, very good to hear. And even, smiling, then out of that thought, that positive attitude, makes surrounding people happy. in the office, in the family, you know, outside. So you see, surrounding people, how one, depending on how one behaves, how manifest. You see, the environment of the people, they make them happy. So when one's mind is a very impatient nature, the times when one's mind is impatient nature, very self-centered, very dissatisfied, self-centered, because of that, very dissatisfied. When the mind is like this, my problem, you see, like this, nothing else to think about. But then you see, mind is very tight, you see, the heart, the mind is very tight, and also outside the appearance is very tight, you know. So, outside appearance, no pleasant appearance, but kind of dark, sad appearance. So it makes the environment of kind of sad. So you see, the people that one meets, people who are around in the office, in the family, that one meets, those who are around oneself in everyday life, you see. So makes them also upset. It's unhappy. So also during this time, when the mind is such a state, you see, when one talks, it's also different. You see, there's no conversation. You see, talks to cause others, you know, happiness, you know, free from, you see, problems like that. You see, there's no loving, compassionate talk. It's difficult. So you see, even by this, so you see, how we behave everyday life. Now the conclusion that so surrounding people see how one is a complete responsible. You see, the happiness of the people and the creatures at the day-to-day life. So this is the first part is mainly emphasis how we are responsible, how we, you see, we are responsible for the other sentient beings' happiness. And so it's very it's very important to meditate on this, to feel this in everyday life, to feel this again and again, to remember. Especially, yeah. For example, like this, you see, when one goes in the street, in the family or in the office or street, so when one thinks only me, you see, only this, my happiness and my problem, only this. You see, when the mind is, you see, nature, you see, when we follow, when our mind follow the self-cherishing thought, the selfish attitude, so you see, the heart is very tight, you know, there's tension in the heart, you see. It's like, you see, you are not in the physical prison. You are not in the physical prison, but you are in mental prison. You see, mental prison. You see, when we follow, you see, the self-cherishing thought, the selfish mind. It's like we put ourselves in the prison. You see, so. So that time there's tension, tightness, is there, and you see there's no relaxation. There's no relaxation. Even physically try to relax, but the mind, there's no relaxation in the mind. No tranquility in the mind. You see. And you see, there's no... However, during this time, Even we're eating $1,000 food, you see, there's no, you cannot find taste. You cannot enjoy the taste. with this attitude, you see, even one has $1,000, you see, dress, you see, the cost of dress, you see, with this mind, the self-cherishing thought, you see, that you see, the mind is so dissatisfied, and you see, they cannot enjoy. There's no enjoyment. It's like, you see, say, there's no enjoyment. So even one live the life, you see, that palace built with the palace built with jewels, diamond, gold, you see, like this, that which is all the enjoyment, all the comfort, you see, everything that one can make on this earth. You see, there's no again, even one lives such a you see, place, house, apartment, palace. Mind is living with this, you see, under the control of the self-cherishing thought, the egoism, under the control of the egoism, you see, there's no peace, no happiness, there's no enjoyment. And you see, there's the selfish attitude. You see, there's more, more, you see, it's easy to rise anger. Easy to rise anger and strong, you see, stronger. You see, it's all related. How much, you see, stronger the selfish mind there is. So that much easy to get angry, and stronger anger, quicker to rise. And that much more dissatisfied mind. Dissatisfied, you see, the desire, that much stronger. And when the jealous mind rises, stronger. Easy to rise, stronger. You see, all other problems rises stronger, much easier. So that's how the self-cherishing thought, the egoism constantly harms, constantly tortures us. Doesn't give peace. So you see, now, when we live the life with the positive attitude, you see, caring others, cherishing others, with altruism, loving compassion towards others, you see, even there's only water to drink, there's much enjoyment and happiness. Even the house where one stay, even it's just just a simple, ruined house, stone house, or grass house, hut, there's so much enjoyment in the life, so much peace. So like this. So you see what I'm saying is, so you see, while one's office in the family or even while is walking the street, so immediately, you see, when one changes one's attitude, suddenly, you see, my life is
My life is not for me. My life is for other sentient beings. My life is for these people. You see? To cause happiness, to pacify their suffering, to cause happiness to them. This is the purpose of my life. My life is for others. You know, to obtain happiness for other sentient beings. So, suddenly when you think like this, while you're walking in the street, or in the office, or family, you see? So suddenly, there's a release when you change your attitude from self-cherishing thought to cherishing others. When you change the attitude, you see, suddenly you feel a release, big release from the tension that which is in your heart. You see, you're suddenly you're freed from the prison. The prison is the egoism, you see, the self-cherishing thought. So suddenly, there's a relaxation. There's freedom. You see, you feel the freedom in your life. There's enjoyment. Suddenly you find enjoyment, you see, happiness in the life, satisfaction. You see the meaning of the life, purpose to live. So there's much, you see, with this attitude, there's much enjoyment. So you look at the people, you enjoy, you have enjoyment, you see. Nothing to feel upset or hurt, you see. So with this, one can look at the people, you see, they become near to your heart. You become near to them, you see. Even you don't know the people, but you see, this is what happens mentally. You see, you become close to them, they become close to you, to your heart, you know. So you see, there's good feeling, the positive feeling, positive environment. You see, so like this. You see, same thing in the family, in the office. So like this. You see. The suffering and the happiness, you see, doesn't come from outside. Suffering and happiness, the problem and happiness comes from our own mind. Comes from our own mind. Example like this. Second emphasis is this. So you see, so in the morning when one get in the morning when one get up, you see, one remember that I'm responsible of all sentient beings' happiness and pacify all their sufferings, you see, and causes of the sufferings which is within their mind. So you see, remember that. Remember the universal, the responsibility, you see, when one get up in the morning. And, you see, that depends on developing my mind. You see, in the 24 hours, practicing compassion, most important one. Even though there are so many meditations, there are so many, you see, things to practice, but this is the most important. There are so many things to do in the life, but this is the most important, most beneficial thing, most precious, most beneficial thing for all sentient beings, for their happiness, besides oneself. So, then you see, therefore my life is not for my happiness, you know, my life is for other sentient beings, to pacify all their sufferings, to obtain happiness for all sentient beings. So, you see, this is the purpose of my life. This is the reason why I have this precious human body. Then you see,
So to fulfill the work for other sentient beings, to pacify their suffering, problem, and happiness for them, you say, I need long life, healthy. So you see, therefore I put dress, you know, I put this dress. So like taking care of the servant, servant of all sentient beings. So taking care of the servant, you see, that becomes taking care of the masters, you know, the for whom the servant works. So they need servant, you see, employer, so the people who work, the employee, they need, you see, the employer, say, the people, you see, who own the company or who own the factory, whatever, you see, so they need a worker for their success, for their happiness. So taking care of them is like taking care of the master or the other people. So taking care of this servant is taking care of the sentient beings. Because this servant, you see, pacifies their suffering, offering happiness for other sentient beings. So you see, so in order to obtain the works for other sentient beings, is pacifying all their suffering to obtain happiness, you see, I need a long life, healthy. So therefore I put dress. So this way you're wearing the dress not only for you, for the sake of all sentient beings. And then when one eats food, again if you remember, I'm responsible, you see, all the sentient beings' happiness, to pacify all their sufferings, you see, and this is the purpose of my life, to do this work. So again, I need long life, healthy. So I eat this food in order to service for other sentient beings. So the eating food did become, you see, work for all sentient beings for their happiness. Then, when one go to work, when one go to work, again one remember the universal responsibility. Then particularly remember, you see, the people who employed you. You see, that now people who employed you, if these people do not employ you, you wouldn't have discomfort of, you cannot survive. You see, if nobody employed you, you cannot survive. Everyday life to be human being, you see, cannot survive, cannot become a human being, that which one can hear and which one can understand the meaning of the words, you see, that which is the definition of the human being, which the creatures, even the parrot, you see, they can memorize the word, but they cannot understand the meaning. If you want to explain what means cause of happiness and cause of suffering, the definitions, there's no way that they can understand the meaning. And having all this enjoyment, you see, is by the kindness of these people who employed, who gave job. So remember, first remember the universal responsibility, that I'm responsible for all sentient beings, it is often happiness for all sentient beings, specify all their sufferings. Then remember the people who, those people who employed, you see, their kindness. And I'm going to serve for all sentient beings, particularly these people, and the people who receive the productions. Because people, all those human beings and the creatures who receive, you see, they need the clothing or food, whatever, production, you know, to build houses, whatever it is, you see, they need all these things. So, you are doing the work, you see, it helps to produce the enjoyments, comforts of, you see, that which helps for the comfort of, you see, that many number of human beings on this earth, that many creatures, you see, dogs, cats, and even the animals, you see. You see, so remember that. Remember all that, how your work benefits. You see, for how many sentient beings your work benefits, brings comfort, you see, enjoyment. You see, remember. So this is a, see, doesn't need a particular faith. This is a logical. So you see, then, by remembering, so, you see, they need me to see, for their happiness, you see, enjoyment. So I'm serving, you see, I'm doing this service. So you see, in this way, one can go to work, one can go to work with much enjoyment, with much happiness, with satisfaction, you see, like this. So if one go to work from the house, you see, only thinking I, nothing else, only thinking my happiness, my problem, then you see, there's no enjoyment in the life. And then, you see, very unhappy mind to go to work, during the work, very unhappy mind. So the whole day passes, you see, unhappy mind. You see, that mind, you see, which is under the control of the self-cherishing thought, you see, makes the life very boring, very tired, boring. Exhausting, no interest. So like this. So when one goes to bed, you see, when one goes to bed, it's the same thing. So I can remember, you see, I'm responsible for all sentient beings' happiness, you know. Purpose of my life is to serve them. Okay? So therefore I need long life, you see, healthy. So for that reason, you see, I'm going to sleep. So the sleeping is also done for the benefit of all sentient beings. So now you see, when one makes party, so first of all, yeah, so in this, with this attitude, you see, with this attitude, if one live the life from morning until night like this, all the actions, eating, drinking, the sitting, sleeping, you see, working, talking, you see, everything became is a virtue, pure virtue, because why pure? Unstained by the self-cherishing thought, so it became very pure, not only virtue but a pure virtue. So all the with this attitude, from morning into night, everything, whatever one does, become cause. It's an unmistakable cause of happiness. Unmistakable cause of happiness. It has only result happiness. You see, so it came from, your own mind, we transform our mind into a cause of happiness. You see? And you see, and create that way we create happiness. This life and life after this, even the highest enlightenment, even the highest complete, peerless happiness, completed bliss, or you see, happiness, the peace, the full enlightenment. So everything, you see, comes from the mind. We create from our mind. So it's like this. So even when we do party, you see, so if you see, if you do the party, like when with any other attitude, you see, so if you do the party with the, you see, you know, attachment, desire, to see, clinging to this life, you know, you see. The happiness of the reputation, so forth. You see, however, happiness of one's own happiness, but even that only this life. You see, that attitude is that attachment is worldly, worldly concern or worldly desire. So, so you see, with that attitude, you know, during party, you see, because the motivation is non-virtue, so all the action become non-virtue. Motivation non-virtue, so therefore all the action become non-virtue. So now how we do, how we transform the power, you see, and the action during party, you see, in the positive, to become the real cause of happiness. So you see, so again, remember, you see, universal responsibility, you know, that I'm, you see, responsible also to pacify all sentient beings suffering, to obtain happiness for all sentient beings. So for that reason, I need to develop my mind, you see, in the park, special compassion, altruism. So to develop this, I need to accumulate merit, you see. You see, I need to create the condition, you see, the merit, good karma, merit, you see, to develop my mind, you see, for sentient beings, for the benefit of the sentient beings. So therefore, I'm going to make charity, you see, you see, cake or drink, tea, or whatever it is, you see, food that one is serving for other people, giving other people. So you see, I'm going to make charity to the, to, you see, my kind sentient beings, my kind mother sentient beings, my kind, you see, sentient beings from whom I receive all my past, present, future happiness. So this way, so during a party, become you see, and dharma. With this attitude, from morning to night, you see, our actions become dharma. You see, the virtue, positive action, is an unmistakable cause of happiness. So now I stop here. So tomorrow. I thought to talk particular, you see, related with AIDS disease, you know, the disease to become the medicine, and the disease itself to become the medicine, you see, to cure the disease. you see, to purify the cause. However, you see, so the attitude towards that, how to, you see, while one has this disease, these problems, how to make it worthwhile. That's very important. So that way, we don't waste our life. Makes life highly meaningful. So particularly on that, and more details about, you know, you see, transforming problems, how to transform problems, different problems into happiness, and then how to benefit for other sentient beings, you know, you see, different levels. Then you see how everything, happiness, how everything came from our own mind. I say, came from our own mind, depend on our own mind. So therefore, we have great freedom. This way, this is the evolution, so we have great freedom to stop suffering, problems, to, you see, obtain happiness. So this, so something a little bit to speak on that tomorrow. So thank you very much for talking very late. Thank you so much.
Dangjo Sinjo Rinpoche Maje Wanam Jikyo Chi Kewa Nyamba Meba Yikone Hongpo Bewa Rorosho.
Please dedicate the merits to generate the compassion, altruism in the mind of oneself and others, and those who have to be developed. And this way, then, create peace in the world to all sentient beings.
Thank you very much.
It's a good night.